Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Boy, we've got a lot of information today, but before I start, I need Stephen to come on and tell me I'm connected. Stephen, am I connected? Okay. Well, there was a little thing that said I wasn't, but I'm trusting that I am.
Can you hear me, Dean?
Hello? Yes, I can. Are we connected?
Okay. Yes, we are. That was my fault.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. I just didn't want to get into this amazing information and find out y'all couldn't hear me. All righty, so if you've just found us today, you found quite an amazing community. We believe in the power of ourselves, working with Source, making our own choices, having clear direction, and watching the miracles happen. This is a powerful place to be, because you are a powerful place to be. I want to share with all of you that my little Bupalapaloo has been chosen as one of the top 100 best children's products for 2016 by Dr. Toy. Yippee woohoo for us. So if you're looking for that perfect Christmas present for anybody who needs to remember how powerful they are, Bupalapaloo is a perfect little gift, available on Amazon and on my website. The book is also available now, Bupalapaloo and the I Love Me's, and it's on the same site on Amazon as Bupalapaloo, or you can order it over the website. And on Dandelion Seed, which is the children's book I co-wrote with Keith Masley, is also on Amazon. Our next webinar, guys, so very important. The autoimmune system, Dr. Frank Brodici is going to be with us. It is November 21st, that's a Monday night, from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have a lot of information for you about the autoimmune, but I want to read to you from the body book. Autoimmune disorder is the immune system attacking their own body in an overreactive manner. And I'm going to read you the parts of it that they suggested I share with you today. If any of us have an autoimmune disorder, and many of us have it and don't know it, it is an allergic reaction to themselves. It is a result of having carried the world on their shoulders all their life. They ended up with little or no ability to receive or to request or to require a return in kind. So give, 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 and I don't have the right to receive, and it's all up to me. I have to take care of it all. I have to take care of everybody. And if I don't do it, nobody's gonna. The second installment under autoimmune disorder is hapless, helpless, hopeless. They feel overwhelmed and unable to handle the requirements of life. If any of this applies to you, you may... I'm not a doctor. I'm talking about the energetic backgrounds now. Dr. Brodici will be here to discuss the physical with us. But if any of those things resonated with you, you might very well be on the autoimmune spectrum. So this is what they wanted me to give you about autoimmune disease. Number one, you have to believe you have dominion over your own body. You have to know that the thoughts and the direction you give your own energy, the feelings that you feel, all support or weaken your immune system. Some of the things that the autoimmune system affects: menopause, endometriosis, a lot of other endocrine disorders. They want you to know that a lot of the medications that we are on can increase autoimmune disease, especially antacids. And acids reduce the hydrochloric acid, which increases food intolerance and sensitivities 100-fold. And I got that statistic from the Autoimmune Fix book by Tom O'Brien. I was sent there by the channel. And they want to give you just generally how it happens. All of us can have a genetic predisposition to something like heart disease or high blood pressure, right? But just because you have a predisposition toward it does not mean you're going to manifest it in your life unless your body weakens. That's your weakest link, and then your weakest link gets broken and starts attacking itself. Most of that now, they know, happens in the gut, which is why you're hearing so much about wheat and gluten and all that stuff. That seems to be, according to the latest research, where our bodies start breaking down, our immune system start taking a dive, and then the weak genetic predisposition gets hit. So autoimmune disorder starts years and years before it actually manifests in your life. So I hope you will join Dr. Berdici and I on the 21st. You know, he always dispenses great information for us. And I for one, if your autoimmune system isn't working, your health has got to be compromised in some way sooner or later. All right, I want to talk about this election. It's the elephant in the room. And I don't know if or how many of you out there heard me on Jennifer McLean's show. Last January, it's the prediction show that she always does at the beginning of the year, and the channel very clearly said Trump will win if people do not do what they know to do, if they don't do the work they know what to do. So I want you to ask yourself, how positive did you stay? And what did you focus on? Because most of the media and everybody else that I talked to was how bad, and I know a lot of you out there voted for Trump. I'm talking to the people mostly who didn't, who are angry and in reaction to this and scared. Okay? You're not doing what you have been taught to do by the channel. You aren't doing what you know to do, which is staying in balance, saying this is what I want, focusing on what you want, feeling good about what you want. The mind thinks in pictures, guys. And so the more we talk and think about what we don't want, the more we create it, because we picture it, our subconscious sees it, we feel into it, good or bad, whatever the strong feelings are. If you have strong feelings, you better know that's going to help you manifest. So 47% of the people in this country didn't even vote. That's not doing what we know we should do, right? Feeling bad, feeling in fear, blah, blah, blah. That's not doing what we know we should do. Feeling good about what we want, focusing on what we want, staying on our knowing, not what most of the people that I talk to. And the big thing the channel said at the very end was keeping our hearts open. You have to keep your heart open to create what you want. I'm going to address some important things in the e-blast tomorrow, and there's going to be several links that will give you some peace and perspective so that we can all come together and start working together in the most positive way. But it's got to start within us, guys. It's got to start within all of us. So start doing the work that you've been learning for months and months and years here. Okay, again, we all know it. We've all studied it. But to know and not to do is not yet to know. You must participate in what you know. Oh, okay. So we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. We are going to, before we go to the calls, I want everybody to join me in this. Claim. Our hearts are open front and back and merged with our whole brains. Our chakras are open, balanced, and spinning in the right direction. Our hara line, which keeps us in our knowing, is straight, strong, and through the ID point. And we are aligned with Source. And if you want a definition of Source, it's love. Okay, now I can go to the calls. All right, Jeannie, you've been holding forever. Hi, sweetheart, you're on. Miss Jeannie, are you there?
No.
No? Well, pick up your phone and be there.
I'm here.
I know.
I have not been waiting forever.
Well, you were the first little person I saw up, so I wanted to get on with you.
That's so sweet.
What can we do for you, honey?
Nothing. I'm
well, why do you have your hand up then, Miss Jeannie?
To say hello.
Oh, okay. Hello.
And to say that I love you. Oh, and I do have a Bubba story for you.
Okay.
My 3.5-year-old great-nephew. He presses the hand, and he hears, I love you. He said, yeah, I love you, but I'm loud.
Well, shout it loudly to the ends of the universe. That's
he
all
does.
I...
He does. He does.
I had a beautiful email from one of our community. She had donated it to her school. And the school counselor emailed her to say that she had an inconsolable little boy in her office. And she gave him Bubba, and Bubba just got him centered and quieted down and put him back in his power, and back to class he went. So, you know, we're getting the little guy out there. I think I told you last week that did a beautiful interview with the Huffington Post, which should be out any day now.
Good.
And he just got this whole I Love Me movement that we're, this community's, you
and
know,
I
getting
have to
out
say
there.
Mazel tov to you and Bubba for the wonderful kudos that have been awarded to you both.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just received the one, we're one of the top 100 new products for children from the Dr. Toy Award for 2016. So, yeah, and you know, we have the parenting and the National Parenting Seal of Approval. And so, we know it, we just, you know, continue to get it out to the world. So, thank you, Jeannie, for helping me do that.
A pleasure.
All right. Be well, sweetheart.
I am.
Good.
And you can check that.
Yeah, I get a big yes. Good for you.
Yay!
Thanks, sweetheart. I love you, too. Allison in Arizona. Hi, baby. You're on.
Oh, a long time no talk. But
yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful news. I have a very direct question. What there might, if there's any guidance about how to manifest that career opportunity.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of confusion going on within you, Allison. Do you understand what I mean when I say you have to bring yourself into harmony to create what you want?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So there's three places in you that are not in harmony with the career you're asking for. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
What was that one? Schindler's List.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, of course, Schindler's List is all about helping people gain freedom. Right? So the first thing, I want you to write this down so you can really peruse it after you get off. The first thing is you feel like going into a job is going to take away your freedom. So you have to redefine that, because if you're not in harmony with the fact that going to work every day is a choice, and it's a choice you want to say yes to, that the income will create more freedom for you, all those different kind of places you want to get in harmony with. Is this, are you resonating with this?
Yeah, I understand the difference between job and work, and that is really, so when I talk of getting career work, I do mean purposeful, meaningful work, not the jobs that I do, so that there's
But it's the time. It's the time, Allison, they're talking about. You're looking at the time taking away your freedom, and you've got to shift that. That's the first thing. Second thing is we are going to the sheets. Oh, first sheet, 1 through 5. They want to remind you that you are the power that creates this job. You are the power that looks at it as freedom. Okay? So you have the power, and you need to use it more consciously. Write down everything that you want in this job. And then write down, let me see, is there any part of me that kind of I can feel pulling away from this job, like, yeah, I won't have enough time with whatever. Okay? So you really want to know that the more you feel into your love place and feel the joy of giving from this job, the quicker you're going to create it. That's the second thing. Third thing, we're going to a core belief. Hang on a minute. Now, if anybody's new, this applies to you too. Whatever your question is, all these things that I'm giving beautiful Allison apply to you. This page here, 17, 18. Okay, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. Now, a lot of us hold that over from generations and generations of religious teaching, that when I actually hold myself in value, I have to give something up. So you want to get out there and do what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's valuing yourself. So we need to create this new definition, this new claim that when I value myself, I come forward for myself in every way, and the entire universe comes forward for me also when I value who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are the three things, and the channel says they're giving me the time span of 1 week. So once these things are all in place and you spend some time feeling into your love place and the joy around giving in this job and the joy around the entire universe hearing you and bringing this towards you, when you get that in place, it's 1 week out, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, doesn't say to me, oh, my gosh, great, I'm going to get right on it. I've got the answer now. That says, well, okay, if you say so, Dee.
No, I was responding. No, what I was going to say is that's interesting because at the end of this coming week, Friday, I'm going to go back in to have the second what's the word I'm looking for? Not meeting.
Interview.
But, second attempt at a little startup company that I'm quite interested in, and I think I could be of great help to.
Okay.
That's interesting synchronicity kind of comment.
Okay, great. So, Allison, any of us listening to you can tell you in the vibration of your voice that there's not enough excitement because, you see, if you knew that you were going to be hired for this job and this was just a formality, would you have more excitement behind you?
If I knew, I would need to know what the situation is. Because it's a little more complicated, but yes, if I knew going in, but I don't, I know.
Yeah, but you have to. That's the point, guys. You have to know because that's what they're trying to tell you. You're the creator of this. So the more you're in your knowing, the more it gets created. So be excited because you know that you're creating exactly what you want.
I don't know if I am creating exactly what I want since there are others who are involved in that creation or lack of creation. So there's also possibilities of variables. It could be absolutely we have no need for you. It could be, well, we have a little bit of need for you 5 days, 5 hours a week.
You're not hearing what I'm giving you.
No, I am hearing, yeah. But I said that's where you have to see what's really on tap. You know, not you personally.
Allison, baby, you have to know and see it before you go in. You're waiting to go in to see it, and you're not going to fulfill your creation to the greatest desire of your heart that way. You have to know, this is what I want. I feel great about it. It's up to me, and this is just a formality that I'm going in. Then if it's not this one, another one will be right behind it that matches that. Okay? All right, baby. That's your answer. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She really did help you all get very clear about what you might not be doing, okay? So, again, you're the power. Can you accept that? Can you keep your heart open? Can you get excited? Okay, we're going to LaVon in Nevada. Hi, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, darling.
I may have answered my own question, but let me see what you think about it.
Good, I like that. That's what I'm hoping all of you get to the point where you answer your own question. What's up? Give it to me.
I use anger as a motivator. I wait until I'm fed up and angry before taking action.
How's that working for you?
I view anger as being out of control. So by taking action, I'm putting control back under me.
Well, that's true, but you're also creating from a place that is not going to manifest the joyful creation you want.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't feel good. And it's also a learned behavior from parents. That's how they discipline their children most of the time, is they get angry and then deal with it.
Yeah, especially your mom. So the channel wants you to know, baby, this is a muscle memory. This is, if you want to know more about it, go back to the webinar on the brain with Dr. Shannon Wilson that was on with us. She explains really well that our bodies and emotions react before we even know it's coming.
Right.
It's literally a memory. So the next time you start to get angry, I want you to self-talk and go, dude, really? You know this isn't going to get you what you want. You know it's going to break down your immune system. It's going to send a negative charge out into the universe that you're going to get back. So is this what you want? And, of course, you'll say no.
Right.
Right. And
right.
Then in that moment, that's the moment you get to retrain your brain. So I'm going to take some deep breaths. I'm going to go to my love place. I'm going to get myself back into balance. Now, what do I choose that I want to create from this place?
Right.
But you got to break yourself from that automatic habit.
Right. Makes total sense.
Okay, hold on. Is there anything else? Nope. And they're saying, they're wagging their finger at you, LaVon. You know how to do this. You know how to do this. Just do it a few times and you'll have it.
Okay, great.
Okay, baby. Like, give me some feedback. Okay, goodbye. All right, Maryland. Maryland and North Carolina. Really?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, is it Maryland? Is that your name?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, how pretty. That's kind of cool. Maryland in North Carolina. What's up, baby?
I have been dealing with that muscle memory thing as well, perhaps because I've got a cramp in my left shoulder blade that will not go away. And I've been thinking a lot about my choice to go beyond just awakening and stepping into an embodied mastery or an embodied enlightenment. And I actually have been working very closely with Archangel Michael and stepping into feeling safe and stepping into feeling creative again. Or I feel like my creativity is underutilized, and I'm also feeling like I'm dying.
Okay. All right. So there's bunches of stuff coming in. So I've got to, first of all, they're showing me a sword going through your shoulder blade or around that area. So definitely past life memory. And, well, it's kind of like I would invite you to go back and listen to my past life regression. That's free on my website because I go back to a Roman time. And most definitely they're showing me a sword through your shoulder blade. And it was because you became too powerful. So somebody wanted to take you out in that lifetime because you became too powerful. They're taking me to the body book too. Hold on a minute.
Is it arrogance or just self-betrayal? Or?
Yeah. It's fear. It's fear of your own power, and you actually stated that. So let me read you what the body book is directing me to here. They suddenly have to reevaluate and redecide what exactly their responsibilities and the world around them actually are. Now, let's talk about responsibilities for a minute. So what's coming up about your responsibilities?
Self-sustaining myself, my human needs, taking care of my human needs, which I've kind of not done that very well.
Okay. Well, that's where you have to start. that's where you will find absolutely the regaining of your power that you lost from this fear of being killed for your power all these years ago. So if you don't believe in past lives, that's great. You can go back to as early as 3 years old in this lifetime. And okay, now they're showing me one of your parents, I believe it's your father, grabbing you by the shoulder, like his, wow, they're really specific, like their thumb is going into the back part of, you know, right after your shoulder blade, in that area of your small back when he grabbed you, which reminded you of this other lifetime. And it went, oh, okay, when I try to be too powerful, which every three-year-old does, that's what they're supposed to do, is start looking at their power at that age, the terrible twos and all that. And what happens? The world tries to say, wait a minute, you're not freaking powerful. I have dominion over you. Right?
Well, I haven't spoken to my father for 2 years.
Well, it would help put this all to rest if you would. Without any expectations, Marilyn. You can have no expectations. You're only doing this for you. Is
I don't
to reach
have
out.
Anything to say, really. I mean, the only thing I could say to him is let how I feel be king. And money has had its day, and it's had its day being king. He worships money.
Okay, so that's his thing. We're talking about you. Only you. What's good for me? What's good for my health? What's good for my manifestation? And the easiest answer I can give all of you is love. So
I need to demonstrate unconditional love for him?
Yep.
Just by going.
You don't even have to demonstrate it. You have to get to it within yourself.
And that means forgiveness, and that means
yep.
tolerance and all of that.
For yourself, no, not tolerance. Tolerance is you're an asshole, but I'm going to put up with you anyway. Forgiveness is, you know, whomever you have to be and whatever you have to do in this life, that's your life journey. I will love you. I may not choose to ever see you again, but within myself, I am going to consciously choose to send you love. And forgive you and move on.
Well, perhaps that'll bring back my creativity.
Well, for sure, honey. If you're in hate toward anybody, guys, or unforgiveness toward anybody, you're the one that's taking yourself down.
Well, I didn't hate him, and I didn't. It was just like I found him to be a distraction from the love that I am. He has a tendency to be stuck in the mind, in his intellectualism, and he tries to beat people with his intellectuals. And I just decided to take a break from that.
Well, that's fine. Take a break from it. I'm not telling you have to put yourself back in it, but I'm telling you within yourself, you have to forgive and love him and go, you know, don't agree with you, but if this is what you need to do on your soul journey to know who you are this time, I love you anyway. Guys, I want you to hear this clearly. This is not about them. This is about you. And I have learned it over and over and over and over again in this lifetime. Okay.
So it's stepping into my power by being the love that I am.
You bet. That's well said. That's well summed up, Marilyn. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Yep.
Love you.
I love you too. Guys, there is nothing stronger than love in this world. It creates everything. It heals everything. And we are in a time right now where we are being tested almost beyond recognition to stay in our love. So when you feel that test coming up, you go, this is a test of freedom for me. This is where I get to create my freedom in the creative process. This is my opportunity. All right, Luz, you're on, baby. Liz, are you there? Oh, dear. What's going on? Okay, well, I have to move on. Oh, hold on. Okay, got you back.
I had a mute, so I was unmuting my phone.
Okay. Well, you're here now. What can we do for you?
Yes. My question is, I realized in the this past week, I had a meeting with my boss as a woman. I'm actually, it's a presentation I have to do to our sponsor. All she's doing is helping me with, I basically put together the presentation and she's going through to see if it's in alignment the way they do business. And I feel a complete loss of power when going through the presentation. Like, I know it's not her, and I think this is not only happening with her, because when I have male bosses, I don't feel this way. And also, like, I was attending a seminar, and also the leader was a woman. And I don't know, I don't know what it's in me with women being bosses.
You feel threatened and judged by feminine energy.
I don't know if that's the case. So is that I feel that I lose power when I'm being coached.
By women. Yes. Well, that's what you said, Liz.
Essentially, yes, true.
You said I don't feel that way with men. I just feel that way with women.
That is essentially yes. That is
okay. So they want you to know, they want you to expand it from women to feminine power, because a lot of men will have feminine power also, not usually expressed in the business world, but the more creative a man is, sometimes the more feminine energy they have at work. Okay, like a businessman is vastly different energy than, let's say, a pianist who's male. So it's the highest message they have for you, Luz, is you have a concept that when you're in business, you have to shut down your own feminine power and be more like a businessman. And this is your opportunity to understand that the more you can balance and use that beautiful balance of masculine and feminine energy, which is how creation always works, just like making a baby, masculine and feminine have to come together, and that's how all creation is made. So they want you to shift your understanding and your knowing that feminine energy will enhance your creative ability in the workplace. A lot of us believe that, you know, we can be healers, we can be spiritual, we can be woo-woo, for want of a better word. But when we go to work, we have to push that part of us down. And this is your opportunity to know that the more you bring that up into a balance with the masculine, the more creative and powerful and the more powerful communicator you are.
This is something it must have been doing. I probably took this concept from previous life, because when I was a child, I actually grew up between six brothers. Like, yeah, oldest brother and youngest brother, all I was doing, like, it was boy stuff, and I had never played, not even with dolls. Like, all my stuff was always, and I'm an electrical engineer, so even my career is basically in a sense for what I always liked, since a child, I was always, like, very...
Yeah, well, this is the lifetime and the opportunity for you now to start bringing in your feminine energy. And let's get clear about the feminine energy. That's the receiving part. If I want to use the analogy of a baby, you know, the male sends the sperm and the female egg receives it. Together, they have to come together to make the creation of the child. All creation works the same way. We need to have that balance of giving and receiving within ourselves, and therefore the charge that we send out, which creates the giving and the receiving in our world. So when you deal with females, the fear comes in that you're not going to receive, because you've had to shut down or push down or bury down this feminine side of yourself. This is you asking yourself to know that it's safe to bring this up and have a beautiful balance of it all. Okay.
But it's actually more like losing my power.
Well, you're going to lose your power, honey. You're going to lose your power if you're threatened about expressing the feminine side of your energy, because you have to have the feminine and the masculine working together. So if the message to lose has been be like the guys, don't play with stupid dolls, be like your brothers. You know, be like the guys in the electronics world. That's your answer, Liz. That's the highest thing they're giving me to give you. So you've got to take it now, sit with it, and see how it applies. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, if you just sit quiet with yourselves, guys, just sit quiet with yourselves, then you will get the aha, you will get the answer, you will get the guidance, you will see the connection. If you keep arguing about it, you're never going to let it manifest in clarity. Hi, Chris, you're on. Chris in Chattanooga, you're
hey there,
on.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
What
can we do for you, honey? You're welcome.
Well, you know, at the beginning you were talking about this election.
Yep.
And, you know, my take on it, well, there's a couple of things I want to bring up. And first one is, I think Trump got elected because he got so much attention, even negative attention.
That's exactly what I said.
And he was just standing there saying, well, just bring it on, any attention. It's just going to give me more energy.
Well, I can tell you, an actor knows there's no bad publicity.
Yeah. Okay, and so that's my take. That's what I saw going on as he was getting all the
negative attention. But, Chris, that's what I mean. That was us as a country. All right, let's just talk about this community. Because a lot of people in this community got caught up in that. The whole world got caught up in that. And we didn't hold what most of us didn't hold what we knew to do, which was to turn it off, look away, and take time to feel the love around not Hillary or Donald, but to feel the love around the highest balance for this country, the highest truth, the highest power through divine love, integrity. You know,
that's what I did my best to do, and
I got a yes on that. So,
and that brings me to my other thing that I wanted to bring up, which is, you know, I felt kind of, I got a little bit ticked off during this election because, you know, I voted for a third party candidate because they most represented my values and what I want to see for this country. But there's all those people out there saying, oh, if you vote for a third party candidate, you're voting for Trump and all this stuff. And, you know, you're an idiot. And I would just, you know, that was the other thing that I wanted.
All right. But Chris, if you went into reaction about that, what does that say about you? We know that when we go into reaction, there is a part of us that's going, I'm angry because there's something in me that thinks you're right. And
right.
The other thing is, for those of you who weren't for Mr. Trump, have you given up focusing on the things that we need to be focused on? Or are you continuing to hold those which will either affect his decisions or affect some change in the government that helps create those very things manifesting? So, again, the big thing that the channel wants you to know, and it goes back to a lot of the calls that we've had on this show today, is you never stop creating depending on or because of anybody else.
Exactly. And that's where I'm at with it. You know, I had a friend of mine who's very liberal and very left-leaning. You know, he called me up the day after and he's like, you know, he basically wanted to try and pull me into his pity party about it. And I was like, look, it is what it is. I'm not happy with the result, but you know what? I'm not going to let that, like, you know, I'm not going to let that
take me out of my creation.
Take me out of my joy and get all upset and get me out of balance. It's just like, let's just keep focusing on the good things that we do and focusing on what we want to create for this country and for the world.
It was a great exercise in our work and whether we can hold on to our work. Thank you, sweetheart. That was great. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
That's the point that they want you to get. What are you creating right now? What are you creating right now in this moment? Susan, you're on, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
I am feeling much, much better.
Great. I can hear it in your voice, Susan.
Physically. And I want to talk a little bit about the election, too, because I was projecting, you know, good for the country, and I was definitely for Hillary because I wanted the feminine energy and so forth, so I voted for Hillary. But the night after the next night when the elections were done and Trump won, obviously, that night and the second night after that, both nights I dreamt of Trump. And he was nice in my dreams. I mean, they were real feel-good dreams. He was close up and personal when I even called him Donald. And it was just good feelings, and he was doing good things. You know, he was doing, like, different kinds of work to help people. So I was thinking, wow, this is really weird. You know, I didn't think I'd, because I can't personally stand the man. But to have these dreams, they just kind of blew me away.
Well, because Susan was telling Susan, you know, this, focusing on this, expecting this, allowing this, because if we don't allow him to rise to the greatest place that any of us can arise to, we're not supporting him in arising to the greater good, which is hopefully what we're all holding. Again, I'm going to have some links on my e-blast that are going to bring in a lot of balance and peace, I think, for all of you. So make sure you look at the e-blast tomorrow and make sure you look at the links that I put on, okay? Because we all need to come back into balance so we can begin working together to focus on what we want. And that was a message to your from your dream, Susan, because when we give up our mental mind and our arguments and everything, what we know to be true is that love works.
Yeah, right? I was getting – there's a lot of love in this. I woke up with a very – just – I mean, it was one of those dreams. I dream a lot of really profound dreams, and – it was just one of those dreams where I woke up feeling really good and about it all. I'm like, whoa, I never thought that would happen.
Well, you good. Know. And hopefully everybody listening is getting your message. Thank you, darling. All right, we've got time for one more call. Let's go to Elisa in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
And what a beautiful dream that Susan had.
Yes.
That's what I've been feeling around everything too, is just to hold positive and trusting that things will be fine.
Things are fine. That things are fine. Okay, I just want to stop and remind everybody of a little lesson here, okay, that you create in this moment right now. Do not put your creation in the future. Right now, everyone is working for the highest good of this country through divine love and power through divine love. So it is. All right, my darling, what can we do for you?
Well, how do we help other people who are not even close to the world of knowing that they're their creator? And
it's a good question. You just love them and you mirror back to them their greatness. If they don't want it, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not your job to change them, not your job to shift them. Your job is to accept them, love them unconditionally, and go on and create you. And that's hard for a lot of us. That's hard because we want everybody to be on board with us so that we're more secure. But that's not the way it works. They're here to learn their own life lessons, Elisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, I know when my daughter used to say, I'm not pretty, I would go, well, mommy sees that you're beautiful, honey, and I hope you see you're beautiful too, right? But I can't make her. I can't make her see herself as beautiful. Now she sees herself as beautiful.
But she had to find her own way to that, right?
Everybody has to, my darling. And the best way that we can support them in doing that is loving them and accepting wherever they're at right now. And that, by the way, is the best thing we can do with ourselves, because we are all works in progress, guys. You know, I went into reaction about this election. Things came out of my mouth and I went, well, oh my God, there I am saying the very kind of thing that I'm in horror that other people are saying. It's muscle memory. And you know, the more conscious you can stay, the faster we turn this our own world within, and then the world without around. Did I answer your question, baby?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's just love them and let them be. And if you have to get out of where they are for you to create you, then you have to do that. But that doesn't mean you point the finger and go, I've got to leave here because of you. You're such a loser. It's like, I'm leaving you to create you. I love you. Go create you. I got to go create me.
Well, I want to drag them to Abraham and your show and make them get it.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. But but if you model for them the difference in you, they might want it.
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Let's drag the whole, let's drag all of Washington to me and Abraham. Boy, would we have a great government. All right, guys, please sign up sooner than later if you're going to do this autoimmune thing. I want to know if I've got to expand my my time on the site that I do the thing on. Sometimes we almost go over what I'm allowed to have. So again, it's on November 21st, 7 to 9. Bupalapaloo is available to make Christmas dreams come true, help a child all their life. And oh yes, everybody, get ready for the Christmas special I do every year, which is a half an hour for $100. I'm rolling it out on my birthday, which is December 14th, and it will be for all of January. So when the spots are gone, the spots are gone. So you'll know December 14th, I'll keep reminding you. Until we meet again, oh, love yourselves. Go love yourselves and love yourselves even more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.